Blog Talk Radio.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like It or Not. Like It or Not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I'm going to start off with a very sad heavenly love shout. As you all may know, Fast and Furious star Paul Walker was killed in a very horrific car accident at the age of 40. He and his passenger friend were riding in a 2005 Porsche Carrera GT, and it crashed and caught on fire. This is a very, very sad and early event. The investigation is still going on, and we will have details on a future show. So once again, heavenly love shout to Paul Walker, dead at the age of 40. Thank you all for joining me once again, Team Lion Show, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, let's not waste any more time. I thank you all from all around the world that's been hitting me up, letting me know that they've been, my show is big time now, because here it is, what you all have been waiting for, what I've been waiting for, and I am so honored to bring to you all. Let me tell you all something. Now, I know a lot of you all have said, wait a minute, what did you just say? When I early played her music, and I said, this is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Yes, I did. Her flows, her delivery, her hip-hop pureness, everything about her reeks hip-hop. I mean, it's just hip-hop all over this woman's bones, all over her body. She's multi-talented, very multi-talented, but she is a very, extremely gifted rapper, one of the greatest rappers I've ever heard. And I'm honored to have this woman here. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the one and only J-Star, right here on Team Lion.
Man, really long. Team Lion Show, what's good? Everybody, the listeners, what's up? It's your new favorite demigoddess, J-Star.
Yeah, that's what's up, J-Star. It's an honor to have you again. I mean, I tell you, it's an honor to have you. I thank you for joining Team Lion, and it's just mind-blowing to me right now.
I'm thankful for you having me on here. I appreciate
all right,
the support,
now,
you support me like crazy. I say the past several months, you held me down.
And you know, it's going to continue. It's going to definitely continue, and I'm going to continue to hold you down because you are one hell of a talent and a dangerous MC. Dangerous. Now, you know what, J-Star, I love to talk about the music. I love to get into the music, and I'm going to get into other things, other aspects. But I always like to start off with what your humble beginnings. What got you into hip-hop in the first place?
It's actually crazy, you know, because I started out in the church, you know, with my grandmother singing at like 2 at quartet events and conventions and stuff like that, and she had me in poetry and elementary choirs, writing programs, and I didn't exactly know what hip-hop was back then when I was young, you know, because I was just into, like, cartoons and games, and I knew I could write, but I didn't know exactly what I was writing or I'll say reciting at the time, you know. And my uncles actually started up a record label, and just seeing how they turned something, well, they, you know, they were thugs, you know, pretty much. So seeing how they took that negative light that was shined on them and turned it into something positive by, you know, doing music and traveling across the world and giving back to the community, it inspired me. And I'll say the first hip-hop album that I actually listened to in full was 2000 BC by Cannabis. And, you know, Cannabis
oh, wow.
is like a raw spitter. Like, his vernacular is impeccable. He's like,
yes.
And he's actually the one artist that had me pick up a dictionary and read it. And still to this day, I'm in a dictionary. You know, I'm not a dictionary rapper, but I feel that you have to know what you're talking about in order to make sense. So I like to use non-typical lingo when I do rap. So I'll say just that and, you know, beatboxing. And I had my grandmother's recording, tape recorder. And I used to take the batteries out the remote control for the TV and put them in that tape recorder. And I would get in trouble every time. But I always did it because I wanted to just rap over it and listen to myself rap.
Oh, wow. That's dope. That is dope.
Yeah, I hope none of those show up. I hope they're gone forever.
Now, did it take long for you to develop this type of style that you have? Because you do have the, like, I'm glad you pointed out the, you know, lingo, the words you spit. It's like it's raw hip hop, but to another notch. Now, did it take you long to develop and find yourself? How long really did it take you where you can just say, yeah, I think I can go ahead with this?
I'll say I finally, you know, was content with my style a few years ago. Because my earlier stages of rhyming, you know, as all artists, we're trying to find ourselves, we're trying to, you know, develop our style and see which lane we want to go in. And, you know, I tested out everyone. I used to do rock music. I did a little country. I did the techno, trance type stuff, the jerk music, the hardcore. I started out as a gangster rapper. I did, music, like all of that. And you know, it was good back then. You know, people like it and people still listen to it. And I was like, you know what, that's nothing compared to what I do now, because now I just decided, you know, forget what people think, I'm just gonna tell my truth. And that came about, like, I'll say about like 5 years ago is when I decided, you know, I'm just gonna tell it how it is. And it started to catch on a lot better than the music that I was doing to try to fit in with everybody else.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's what's up. Hey, guys, everybody, the voice you're hearing is one of the greatest MCs in my book, definitely. J-Star, you all want to holler at her, all you got to do is give us a call on the Team Lion hotline right here, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Holler at the one and only J-Star. Now, J-Star, you're from the West Coast?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, a lot of people always like to say, well, you know, the hip-hop is the sound is from New York. As you know, the New York guys, we come, we bring the mics and we got the MCs, but the West Coast is coming with some MCs. I mean, some. It's not just a lot of people stereotype only gangster rap with West Coast.
Yeah.
Now, you definitely breaking that mold.
Oh, yeah, and you know, not just me, there are so many lyricists out here on the West Coast that people are just now catching on to, you know, like the Dom Kennedys and Casey Veggies and of course Kendrick opened the door for them to, like, actually see, like, yeah, like, it's not just jerk music, ratchet music, or gangster shit. It's cats out here that are lyrical, you know, and then even the cats that aren't known that are still on the come up, like myself, man, like, you'd be surprised. There's so many spitters out here on the West Coast. You know, much love to the East Coast. But right now, like, you guys have no idea what the West Coast has coming. Like, it's crazy.
Yes.
And it's great to see it, you know, firsthand.
It is. It is. And, you know, I got to go back a little bit with the Far Side, you know. I heard the Far Side and Souls of Mischief and others, you know, from the West Coast really bringing those lyrics, you know. And to see you taking it and just running and taking that baton and running with it is unbelievable. Now, Jay, you got to break it down a little bit to me now. I love the song Day One. I mean, Day One, and apparently my listeners do as well, because it climbed all the way into the top 10 right now as we speak, into the most requested countdown. Now, what can you kind of like break down Day One for us?
Day One is basically, well, it's like a universal meaning. A Day One could be a person. You know, you could be like, oh, this is one of my closest friends. That's my Day One right there. You know, that's somebody that's held you down from, like, you know, from the beginning. You know, and then another Day One would be like, you know, I've been doing this since Day One. Like, I didn't just start grinding. I've been grinding since the first time I decided to pick up a mic. Like, so
right.
Those are, like, two of the meanings that I, you know, associate the word with.
That's right. That's what's up. And we're going to spin, if you don't mind, we're going to talk more to you on the other side, because I got to play Day One from the one and only Jay Star. That's how we get down right here on Team Lion. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to Day One and get down with the one and only and the lovely Jay Star. We're going to have more on the other side, so join us. This is Day One, Team Lion Show.
Putting on for my city bitch since day one. Always on my grizzly bitch since day one. Speak my mind like a Dixie chick since day one. Can I deal when y'all niggas say something? Four fingers, Swiss too. This, that, we bliss you. My bro got your girl number and guess what? He hit too. Pull up, show out, we ball hard, that's a blowout. Your face screwed, no lean dough, it's cause we own that shit. You don't know about these bitch ass niggas, stay hatin'. But I say I really don't mind, cause I'm on my grind till the whole world is mine. And they hate cause they have too much free time, lil' nigga. Yellin' West Coast free mind, real niggas, intellectual, perpetual free mind. Ill nigga, talk bars but can't even see mine, lil' nigga. Better get back like rewind, lil' nigga. I'm a fucking beast, I ain't gotta prove shit no more. We gon' fucking eat, but I'ma grind till I ain't gotta do shit no more. And I don't give a fuck about opinions, cause I ain't doing this shit for critiques. Remember y'all on me, and I ain't into online beef for retweets. I'ma catch your ass in the street. Yeah.
Niggas know I've been on the grind since day one. Getting money, been on the mind since day one. Y'all know that I run the town since day one. New niggas ain't been alive since day one. Since day one. Niggas know I've been on the grind since day one. Getting money, been on the mind since day one. Y'all know that I run the town since day one.
I learned a couple great lessons. This seems the life that we live in came from a simple perception. They say it ain't for everybody, I guess I'm the exception. This moment here is inception. My verse is showing perfection. My horns are showing. Waving symbols resemble Texans. My parents must have been practiced. They giving birth to perfection. Lost soul, no right click can save her. This one's for all of my ragers. Serving niggas like haters. Where's my mule and 40 acres, bitch?
And I ain't never tried to fit in. It's funny, my most legendary verses aren't even written. They sleeping on me, but they slept on Christ and he was great too. The same one that they doubt is the same nigga they pray to. In this game they build you up and they plot on moments to break you. All I ask is to be loyal, I promise I won't forsake you. Shout out to my day one niggas, I make it, it ain't a question. You fuck with me, then we all on. My blessings are all your blessings, nigga.
Niggas know I've been on the grind since day one. Getting money, been on the mind since day one. Yeah, I know that I'm gonna town since day one. New niggas ain't been alive since day one. Niggas know I've been on the grind since day one. Getting money, been on the mind
since day one.
Since day one,
since day one, since day one. It's funny the things they do just to get a nigga to listen. When simply being yourself is a step into being different. They trying to be like him and her, but see they don't really live like that. These niggas talk a good game, but see they don't live, they rap. And I just keep it real, see I'm just being me. I speak no English, but I am fluent in this honesty. Oh, Pip, you stupid for this beat, man. Gerard, I see you, bruh. Demi got it, you bitch.
Word up. Team Lion Show. Like it or not, with Michael Lang right here on Blog Talk Radio. That was J-Star featuring Gerard. And day
yo,
one.
Yo, that's
word up. Wait, man, that's hot. That is absolutely blazing. I really love that the ending, how it slowed down. You kept your flows going.
Yeah, that. My shout out to my engineer, also my big brother Flo for doing that because, you know, he's incredible on the mixing. Shout out to the whole 17 Hertz studio family out in Hollywood. He's crazy. He always does some crazy stuff on my mixing.
No doubt. Shout out, definitely. Hey, can you tell us about Trap Rock Radio? What's good on that?
Trap Rock Radio is a collective of artists and, you know, bloggers and producers out there. They're actually based out in Baltimore, and they've been holding me down for a few years now, and we just decided to come together collaboratively and kind of make it like a family musical setting and just create a bunch of great stuff. You know, there's actually a project coming out on December 12th by Jace, and it's called Ready for Takeoff, The Lost Files, and I will be co-piloting that project. We have some exclusive records that have never before been heard, and I'll make sure that you get those as well.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you. That's what's up. That is what's up. So shout out Trap Rock Radio. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Is there, hey, hopefully this tweeter is listening. He tweeted out that he wanted to holler at you, J-Star. He said, what is the American International number? Well, you just call the same number, and you can call in, and the show ends at the top of the hour. So you want to call in. The area code is 347-826-9357, and you can holler at the one and only J-Star. I have an email, and the email, the person did not give out their name, is unknown, but they're from Chicago, Illinois, and they wrote, J-Star, I can't believe you're on Michael's show. Way to go.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Your flows are incredible. Can you tell me what went behind Digitized Euphoria? That shit was crazy. But thank you. I wish you would have gave your name. But thank you for the email. And, yes, that's what I was going to basically talk about was Digitized Euphoria. That is the joint. Can you answer the question of what went behind the making of that particular album?
Man, I got to give it up to Life. at that moment. You know, I was going through some things, and I just really wanted to put out a project that, you know, expressed that but wasn't really a downer. You know, it's up-tempo, and it has, like, the smooth joints, the fast joints, the real joints, the love joints. Man, I just really wanted to spread happiness digitally through that project. I felt like that project was kind of like a milestone for me, you know, musically, because it showed a side of music that nobody's ever seen from me. And I'm very thankful for everybody that enjoyed that project, you know, because that's what I wanted, you know, and that's major. You know, I'm over here smiling hard, so thank you.
Well, you know, that was the record that, you know, that pretty much grabbed me, because I'm the type of a listener as well. I'm an artist myself, but I'm the type of listener that loves to explore. I love people that like to take it outside of the box. And what you did, not only took it outside the box, but it was personal. It was felt. Every delivery was absolutely, I mean, just from the gut. And that's what really kind of like, it really moved me. So I definitely know what the email is hollering about.
Thank you.
No doubt. Any plans to tour or make any appearances anywhere?
I actually just got back on the stage this past Friday. That was my first time on stage in almost a year. You know, I took a little hiatus to kind of get myself right musically and mentally, and just cover some stuff, some new material, and be able to give like a cool show. So I actually got to open up for DJ Quick, which is a legend out here. So
I
was thankful for that opportunity, you know, and I went on right before him. So, you know, his crowd was full, and they really responded to me well. I actually have that performance up on YouTube now for anyone that would like to see it. And that was my first show of many to come, because, you know, that kind of opened people's eyes. So I have a lot of shows coming. I will be touring. You know, I have to hit the East Coast, because the East Coast shows me so much love that I will be out there very soon.
Word. That is what's up. And we have a caller. So we're going to have a couple of callers, actually. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Yo, what's the deal? It's the man Zone, man. I got a call showing my dog Jay Star some love, man.
Zone.
No doubt.
What's up, King?
What's up, man? You all right?
I'm good. How you living?
Man, I'm out here trying to live like you, man. I see you doing big things. I just want to call and congratulate you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's love.
No doubt. Man, y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Well, man,
y'all
thanks, fam.
He's a great artist from Oklahoma. Incredible.
Oh, word. Hey, man, you know, I wouldn't mind spending you, my brother.
Hey, man, get the details from Jay. She know everything, you know, about me, so I just want to call, you know, congratulate. That's all it was. You know, I ain't trying to take too much time.
Oh, cool, man. That's what's up, brother. Thank you, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Jay, keep it up.
No doubt.
For sure.
No doubt. Thank you. And, hey, you all can call in. We just we had another caller. If you want to call back, you can. There's still time on the show. You can call right back. We had lost another caller. Sorry about that. A little problem here. But you can call back. Call back. Same number. Area code 347-826-9357. The one and only J-Star is right here. One of my favorite songs J-Star is choosing. I mean, now your butt hurt thinking about all the possibilities, you know what I mean? Oh, good. Now, I like to ask people this question, because sometimes when you come up with genius stuff like that, how long did it actually take you to put together that type of song?
I'll say about an hour.
Wow.
I was really inspired at that moment, thanks to the idiot that inspired that song. But he gave me an instant classic, and shout out to Connor Lagan, who produced that song, and he's an upcoming producer, and he the first song he sent me was that, and I was like, yo, like, I have to do something to this. So shout out to him.
Word up. That's what's up. I'm going to take you back, J-Star. What was the very first song that you've ever written, if you can remember that?
Oh, wow. The very first song I ever written, it was back when I used to call myself Little Zoe. And
oh, word.
It was horrible.
Oh, word. Oh, gosh. You remember the title or how to go a little bit?
I think it was called Reppin'. I was cursing a lot in that song, and I was so young, and I don't know why I had so much hostility for that song.
Word, okay. Well, you know what? I don't want to put you. Well, you know, J-Star, I don't want to put you in a spot or nothing, you know, but If you don't mind, would you like to kick maybe a little small freestyle for us?
I kick some for you.
Oh, word.
Dinner dates with fate. Her success is invited. Fertilizing my mind, my progress is never blighted. They tell me I'm on fire fingers, I'm not even ignited. Fuck your code of honor, I'm here to pillage, moving like pirates. Yelling, I don't give a what, middle finger upholding privacy. Tyrants to work, changing climates, we ride, they want us quiet. They will never see the day like a lion on herbal diet. Pump the grid with the shit, call me pumpkin like Kiki Wyatt, damn. I'm like the type, they can hardly forget. Bitches mugging with lips, twisted like they're born with the cleft. You see, I'm right on the money, but I'm strong with the left. And if you hip to my shit, then you're on to the best. We give them cold shoulders, tell them to kick boulders, protect the search on the happy hours to reach quota. My call long is X-File and West Scully and Mulder. The truth is in the third eye of the beholder, Della.
Ooh, shit. That was up. Oh, man. You got that flow, baby. You got it going on. J-Star.
Thank you.
Team Lion, what? What, nigga, what? We doing it right here on Team Lion, you know what I mean? The one and only J-Star. Hey, J-Star, can you tell everybody all around the world that's listening to the show where they can follow you?
Follow me on Twitter, and that's at J-Star. That's J-A-Y-Y-S-T-A-R-R. I'm always on Twitter, like, 24/7, so you just tweet me, and I will tweet you back.
Hey, if y'all can, too, as well, how about SoundCloud? You know, soundcloud.com/I'm not J-Star. You know what I mean? how'd you come up with that, I'm not J-Star, because it's just I'm not J-Star.com as well.
You know, sometimes I don't know what I'm thinking when I come up with things. So, you know, it's obvious that I am J-Star, but I just thought that it was
right.
Kind of funny to say that I'm not J-Star and put that as all my links.
That was good. I like that. That was real clever. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And that's why I love you, and I thank you so much for coming by. It's just a true honor.
Thank you. I'm having fun with you right now.
No doubt. It's the one and only J-Star, man. And I just want to tell you personally that, you know, you are an influence to me. You are a go-getter. You, from your music, a perfectionist, and I love it. I love that about you. I love how you just go out and get it and how you grab it, and I love your talent. And one more thing, though, J-Star, you...
Uh-huh.
You know, you ain't bad on the looks department either. Do you model?
You know, I don't model. It's crazy because I'm photo shy. Like, I don't know how to pose or anything. So when we do these photo shoots,
what?
You know, they got me up there looking goofy and shy, and they're like, come on, Jay, loosen up. And I'm like, well, what do I do? How do I pose? And then we'll go and we'll get some great shots, and I'm like, well, geez, like, how did that happen?
Ooh, you take some great shots. But you know, J-Star, I hope to have you back on the show as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Much love to you.
Thank you for having me. Shout out to Top Shelf Music, my family out there, Trap Rock, Free Dream, Zone. Just everybody, all the listeners. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's it, man. Jay Starr, the one and only. I'm just honored, and I'm still stoked about it. She kicked some major nasty flows over here. Man, it's going down. Hey, man, much love to Jay Starr. Much love to each and every one of you all. And there won't be a show on tomorrow night, but coming this week, there will be a special, okay, there will be a special program. I'll be doing some talking, and I'll also be throwing down some Jay Starr. You know how I get down. So I'm going to be throwing down some Jay Starr music as well. You know what I'm saying? So please join me on smacktongue.com. All right?
Yeah,
so once again, much love to the one and only Jay Starr. We're going to get out of here. I love each and every one of you all. We're going to close it out by playing Choosing.
Choosing.
So we're up and out of here. That's right. Now y'all niggas losing. We're up and we out of here. Peace, love, and keep doing. Ow.
You either choosing or you losing is what I always say. So you need to tell me what you're gonna do so I know what I need to do. Real talk. Della. But listen here. I ain't never been into the chase. Either you choosing or you losing, so what's up, you in or out? If not, I gotta keep it moving, cause you ain't the only one trying to be the one and only. Never been the sideline, you make a starter when you lonely. On some player shit, baby, the game ain't changed, nah. Pimp by blood, where you think the game came from? Never miss a good thing until another nigga feeling me. Now you butt hurt thinking about all the possibilities. All the shoulda, woulda, coulda, maybe if you woulda put it down, I probably woulda put up with your nonsense. How he intercept, but you brag about your offense. Love don't live here, check the nearest coffin. Killing them, baby, I be killing them. Icebox where my heart was, no wonder I be feeling numb. Had a good thing, missed out, and now you feeling dumb. One more chance to prove your love, so you better get it done.
Well, alright, yeah, live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, I hear that choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right
show
now
me how much.
Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now.
I got my ace check, side piece check. See, it is never ever just about the sex. If you dealing with me, then we will deal in respect. Honesty is priority, otherwise you getting next. You want me to settle down, but you still playing them games. Baby, I see it, I ain't saying no names. They ain't worth it in the first place. Runner up bitches, silly strutting like they first place. But never mind that, where the time at? Don't sweat them other niggas, I just wanna dine at. Tryna be patient, how long do you want me waiting? Cause when I move on, I don't wanna hear your hating. Don't speak of loyalty, because I give it when it's given back. You give excuses, so a fuck, I'm not giving that. Born winner, never losing. Baby, I'm cruising, and now these niggas choosing.
Well, alright, yeah, live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, I hear that choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now.
So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now? Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. I mean, I'm saying, all's fair in love and war, right? I know you didn't think me, being who I am, I'd wait around for you.
Right now.
You crazy. Yeah.
getting the way you supporting my music. Woo!